Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Lots of other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Kimberly Corp is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She and her identical twin sister own Pilates on Fifth Avenue. Is that the title? Is that the name?
It's Pilates on Fifth, yes.
Pilates on Fifth. Okay, right there on Fifth Avenue. And where is it? What's the cross street?
We're at 42nd Street.
Midtown, right there, yep. In the heart of Midtown. So check it out, folks, when you go over there. Kimberly, one of the things, by the way, tell us how we can find you online.
Oh, we're www.pilatesonfifth.com.
When is your book coming out?
You know what? We have a video website, and that's what we put all our efforts into, so we haven't written a book yet because we realize that sort of internet is the way things are going.
Yeah,
so
but you guys got to have a book.
Okay.
Because this photograph I have in front of me has to be on that book because that'll sell a lot of books. So it's the name of the website again, one more time.
Is PilatesOnFifth.com.
.com. So check it out, folks. Check the video out. Will I fall in love with Pilates if I, you know, a knucklehead guy like me, will I fall in love with Pilates if I go there and watch the videos?
Well, I think that you'll like it because it can be as gentle or as vigorous as you personally want it to be. So it doesn't have to be a certain way. We specialize in customizing workouts for each individual body type that walks into our studio. So we make sure that no one gets the same workout as another person. Like, you get what's right for you.
You're going to have to come back another time and talk to us about Pilates.
Okay.
But now, for right now, let's talk about this ping pong syndrome. You know, small business owners, by definition, when you're in a small business, there are always too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. That is a small business by definition creates the ping pong syndrome where you're bouncing all around. You're not going to fix that, in my opinion. I've been doing this a long time, Kimberly. The key is to be able to function inside of that whirlwind. What do you think?
I could not agree with you more, and I think that's very well put. You have to develop strategies to endure the ping pong syndrome as opposed to overcoming it completely, unless you're, you know, a multimillionaire and can hire everyone to do everything
right
for you.
And then why would you be a small business owner?
Exactly. Why in the world would you do it? You don't need it.
And listen, when I can go to the south of France, I'm out of here.
Yes, exactly.
So seriously, I mean, folks, you know, I see people coming from the corporate world where there was a vice president and 26 reports for every single task.
Right.
They try to become a small business owner, and it freaks them out.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that many people think it's very easy, and they, for example, since we're a Pilates studio, that sounds like it's not a real business. I had people say, well, that's not a real business. I'm like, well, we're providing a service and taking money in exchange, so by definition, it is a real business.
Yeah, making payroll.
Right, exactly. And we have so many things to keep up on. For example, the bathrooms have to be clean, the locker rooms have to be clean, and the staff has to be taken care of, the clients have to be taken care of, and any one of those, and that's just, you know,
never mind the safety and the health and well-being of the other of your folks, because they're doing physical things.
Exactly. I mean, obviously our insurance rates, our liability insurance rates are sky high.
That's
you're exercising. Right.
Insurance is fun in New York, isn't it?
Oh yes, it's a blast.
Yeah. So how do you guys deal with this, you and your sister?
Well, what we do is we plan backwards is what the term we like to use is. We have long-term goals and we'll set a date in the future and plan backwards from there so that each week we know the one thing we have to do to reach that long-term goal, because it's the long-term goals that get shafted at the end of the day because you're dealing with so many little forest fires that come up that you have to put out.
They're the alligators, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
They're the squeaky wheels.
Yes, and you find at the end of the day that, oh, gosh, I didn't do that again. And after, you know, 4 weeks of, oh, I didn't do that again, then you realize that the long-term goal you have, which could be a revenue-generating idea or a change in infrastructure that will streamline and cut costs, didn't get done. So we have this little phrase of planning backwards, and we'll set a date in the future and then break it up into tiny little pieces so that each week there's just one or two things that have to be done.
Right.
Not 10, just one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that one done and want to move on, you can. But if other things pop up, you're not stressed and depressed and frustrated and mad at yourself and all of the other emotions that come along with owning a small business, and you can still move towards the future.
Well, and the thing is a lot of those little things are not so much natural things as they are little pieces of crisis management.
Exactly.
And when you actually accomplish one of the big things, if you've done it right, they will solve some of those little crisis management things.
Exactly. And we find that you see a problem, like a problem arises, and we'll see it and we'll know how to fix it, but we know it requires changes in infrastructure or rearranging things. And the steps getting to that change that will make everything better, as you put it, crisis yep. management, they take time, too, and you want a smooth transition so the client is not affected at all. Employees are affected as little as possible because we know how disrupting employees can also be disruptive
right.
to your business. So all of these little things add up to huge things, but once you make the change, you're so relieved.
Yeah. Well, just like if you've got a cash flow issue, and that's one of the things you have to deal with every other 30 seconds.
Right.
If you could ever focus on building a better banking relationship so your banker can help you smooth out some of those cash flow, if you ever get to that point, then after that's done, then the cash flow situation gets easier.
Exactly. And I find that's interesting that you brought up cash flow issue. For small businesses, especially in this economic downturn, that is an incredibly important piece of the pie, and it's a detrimental piece of
yeah.
the pie if it's not going your way.
Cash is no longer king, it's the emperor.
Yes. Like
give us the website again, Kimberly.
PilatesOnFifth.com.
Will you come back again? I want you to teach me about Pilates on the radio. Nobody else could do that but you.
I would love to.
Let's do that soon.
Oh, thank you.
Say hi to Catherine.
I will.
Congratulations on your success. Kimberly Corp, ladies and gentlemen. You got to go to the website and see the pictures. They're beautiful ladies. You'll enjoy it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.